Praise the Lord. Let's all stand if you will. Let's bow our heads. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, for the call to come to thy temple this night. Lord, we just appreciate you with all our hearts. Lord, we come expecting, Lord, to move, you to move this night in our hearts and our lives. Lord, that you bring forth a word, Lord, that would bring life into our soul. We just appreciate every opportunity we have to come. Never want to fail to thank you, Lord. Just have your way in the service. Everything that's said and done be for your glory, your own honor only. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to turn to page 247. I only believe. I just pray the Lord use me in some way. Amen. To his glory. Dear Lord, I'll be a witness if you will help my weakness. I know. Seems like we're insufficient in what we do. But our cry every day ought to be, Jesus, use me in some way to glorify you and your people.
Yes.
Amen. Page 593 in the same book. Just want to sing some praise back to him. Amen.
Amen.
With a grateful heart. Amen.
Yes.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks. Amen. To the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Such a humble way this night, Lord, for all you've done. Lord, always want to lift you up. Praise your wonderful name. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how we love him. How we thank him. Amen. So thankful. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, Lord. May we appreciate you as great as you are. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Just think of all the things he's done for you, saints. Hey, man, our minds can't comprehend everything he's done, what he has store for us. Praise your name, O Heavenly Father. Glory to you. Amen. No matter how weak you are, no matter how poor you are, one thing we have is Jesus Christ in our side. Amen. You may be seated if you'd like. I just couldn't help but to sing this song. I love it so much. Page 612. Amen. Love these songs on our hearts every day. Singing back to him. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long, hallelujah, to worship thee. For you soul longeth after thee. Amen. You alone are my heart's desire. I'm thankful, and I long to worship thee. Amen. Just listen to these words. Amen. Hallelujah. For you alone are my strength, my shield. Yes. To you alone does my spirit yield. Amen. You alone are my heart's desire. If you can say that, what a blessed person you are. Amen. Yes. Amen. And I long to worship thee. You are my friend, and you are my brother. Amen. Yes. Amen. even though you are my king. What a privilege. I want you more than any other, so much more than anything.
Yes.
I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. What a prayer. Amen. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. Amen. What will we do without him, saints? I just appreciate him so much. I feel every day I don't deserve his blessings. Amen. But I appreciate him so very much. Amen. As long as we keep that thankfulness in our heart for what he's done. Amen. And a strong desire to serve him. Amen. I believe he'll continue to bless us. Amen. Brother Soul, would you mind taking up the offering this evening? What a privilege it is to serve him. Amen. Go ahead, brother, if you will.
Heavenly Father.
Oh.
Lord, we are appreciative.
Yes.
Lord, all your blessings, all your guidance. Lord, your words. Lord, most of all, the revelation.
Amen.
Place within our hearts. Oh, God, the desire you place in each and every heart, Father, to serve you, to surrender to you. Oh, God, in this lay down. Truly, Lord, let us trim our lamps. Father, it seems that's the time.
Yes.
Trimming our lamps, making sure, Father, shine and bright. Bless us. Lord, this part of the service, the offering, that you would bless it. Lord, multiply it. Lord, meet the needs that we may have. Forever be here, Lord, as long as you see.
Yes.
Father, a lighthouse for this area we ask. May your will be done.
Amen. For you are my strength, my shield. To you does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to need upon their heart by that praise in their hand. Amen. Let's just keep all those in our hearts and our prayers that can't be with us. And you know they want to be. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, as I've said so many times, it's such a privilege to come before you. Lord, you're such a friend, Lord. You're like a brother to us. Always there to help in the time of need. Regardless if we deserve it or not, Lord. So many times we get ourselves into a fizzy. Lord, we get ourselves in a spot, Lord, and we need your help. And Lord, only you can help. But Lord, you didn't have to, but your grace and your mercy always reaches down, picks us up. Lord, and many times you're carrying us. Lord, I just sit and think about these things, Lord, and us. Can't help but to thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy is so sufficient, even to a poor soul like mine, Lord. And I just thank you for your love and your mercy. And Lord, I want to keep all those that has a need upon their heart to raise their hand this night. Maybe those sitting at home or sitting over in the veterans home, Brother Bobby. Lord, I feel so much for them, Lord. My heart goes out to him so many times. Lord, we don't ask you to take away all the pain, but we ask you to take away some of the burden. Lord, just touch each and every one of them, Lord, with your presence this evening. Lord, just rest your hand upon their shoulder. Let them know everything's going to be okay. Lord, we just appreciate everything you've done for us and everything you're going to do. Lord, because we didn't take this journey not to finish. Lord, we took this journey knowing you were going to take us the rest of the way. Lord, to that precious home where we can sit around that great table, Lord, and you wipe those tears from our eyes. Lord, as humans in this life, Lord, it's hard to imagine sitting in your presence in person, Lord. But Lord, we have it all around us each and every day, and we're so thankful. Lord, just have your way in the remainder of this service. Bless the speaker. Bless the words to our heart, Lord. Lord, as that's why we have come, Lord, to prepare for thy word. Lord, and we long to have it living in each and every one of our lives, each and every day. Lord, just have your way now. Bless each and every one. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Such a blessing to know him. Amen. Such a blessing to feel him. You may be seated. Amen. Does anyone have a song bubbling in their heart? Amen. Or a special you'd like to sing? Amen. We ought to be bubbling. Amen. He's done so much for us. Amen. Anyone at all? Amen. Let's just all stand at this time. We ask our brother to come. Sing that little chorus. Sanctuary. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. Amen. I'll be
your desire. Sing it again. Amen. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Yes, Lord. Pure and holy. Tried and heads. Precious Lord, we are so grateful and humbled, Lord, to be here this evening. Lord, with that desire burning to be a living sanctuary, Lord, that you could live and reflect your life through in this last days. And Lord, we are so thankful that you counted us, Lord, in that number. And Lord, as individuals, as we stand here, each one of us feeling that special draw, that special pull, Lord, that's pulled us. Lord, we just ask you to fan the flames in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, that it would become white hot for you. Lord, a painful desire. Lord, a fervent desire. And a passion to know your will. And Lord, we just humbly ask your blessings upon these few words we'll speak this evening. Praying, Lord, that it'll stir our hearts in a special way and continue, Lord, to help us to press on and to reach for those higher heights in you. And Lord, we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. How precious he is. Amen. Just thought we'd speak for a few moments this evening. I won't hold you very long. I know still weather might get a little bit messy, but if we can come for 25 minutes, I'm glad to have been able to be here. Amen. Thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. Amen. While you're standing, let's turn over to Matthew 24, book of chapter 24. and read a very familiar scripture. I'm just going to just try to draw a little something here this evening, just a little different light. Praying God will help us to Matthew 24 and the 24th verse. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of His word, and you may be seated. Never thought much about that. We read this scripture, and we read it many times in the context of realizing these two vines in the church. But I want you to stop and think, as Jesus was speaking that, the love He must have had in His heart when He was able to say, if it were possible. And what a powerful little statement. And Satan, knowing the full purpose of why Jesus was sent, and knowing the full purpose of everything that's going on around us, but God did not take a chance that little elect would be deceived or plucked from His hand, as He said in John, no man shall pluck them from My hand. And how that, as we think about these things, I just wanted to refresh our memories. As we go through life, and as we're tonight, we look around us, we can look all through this land, and we can see people that are wrapped up in organized religion of all different types and ideas, and they think they're right and believe they're right, and they do what they do because they feel that's the correct way. And we can look into this message that God sent a prophet to pull up all those loose ends of that organized religion and to bring it back to the true word, the original seed. And we can see the mess that lays within that. And we see all this around us. And then we gather in here in this little building as individuals before God, because this is where God has led our footsteps to. And each one of us sat here tonight. And as we come into this building, we hear the precious word of God each and every time. And you know, for one, it may really mean something this over here. And to this one, it may really mean something. Or maybe it doesn't mean anything to anyone at all. Sometimes maybe it comes forth and this one over here, their heart's burning within them, and everybody else is just, it's the word of the Lord. You know, we don't know how many of us truly are saved in here, but it's an individual race, and each one of us are working out our own salvation with fear and trembling each and every time we come in these doors. And as we come in here, we've got to, every time we hear the word, it's got to be speaking to me. You know, as our brother was mentioning this morning, that draw, that same draw, every service is still in our heart tonight. Amen. Still drawing, still pulling. Yes, you know, when we first started our walk, as He spoke, we had that draw. We were seeking for something. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we found the first taste of what we was after, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But that baptism of the Holy Ghost only fueled a fire that was greater inside. And a pulsation and a drive to keep pressing and to keep seeking God and His precious word. And how every time you, that drive in there, it drives you to church. It drives you to where that word of God is laying fresh, where that ministry is God's provided is going to bring that word. And it drives you into worship. And it drives you into all these things that we've been taught. And how it is a precious thing to see this in our hearts and in our lives. And how thankful we ought to be that that's in there. Amen. But as we search God's precious word and we see this, the makeup in the churches all around us, but yet why do I find such confidence in exactly what these scriptures say? And why do I find the confidence that I want it just the way Brother Branham said it? I want it the way God delivered it to me and the revelation that's been revealed to us. And I'm not out here searching for my own interpretation of it. I'm not out here trying to get somebody to explain their reasoning to me. But in simplicity in our hearts, there's something that's just holding steadfast. and searches to that place that when you pick up this Bible and you read it the way that it was written, and you hear the prophet's message rehearsed, and it comes in that pureness that it was spoken, and what a settledness it brings in our hearts. And it's nothing that we did in ourselves. It's not that we're educated people. It's not how smart I am or what I have seen in my lifetime. But the predestinated plan of God. And by His mercy and grace, we stand here tonight. And we stand here and feel that draw and that pull that's in our heart. And I believe we owe Him all credit. Amen. You know, let's just here go to Romans 8 and just read this. Very familiar, but just put it back in our hearts. Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans 8. Brother Branham spoke very much about this in Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed. But realizing God had a plan, and He had Paul write it down like this, as Paul put it there, starting about that 29th verse. Amen. He says, "For whom He did foreknow, He also..." Well, let's just back up and catch the 28. "We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Amen. And oh, just let this, the scriptures our pastor was reading this morning, just let it continue to gel together. Amen. He says, "For according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son." Amen. And just think of that, that little seed of grass that you see and you plant. God predestinated that to be a blade of grass. And in that seed form, it don't look like a blade of grass. But oh, put it in the right condition and the right moisture and the sun shining, and watch it bring forth and produce exactly what God predestinated it to be. And oh my, sometimes that drawing in our heart starts so small and you can't see it. But you can feel it. And oh my, but as God begins to draw on it, watch it begin to blossom into that predestinated, what He predestinated it to be. "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Oh, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all." Because I needed a way back. I needed an atonement. Amen. How shall he not with Him also freely give us all things? And oh my, as we see this plan of God laid out before us, Brother Branham in the message, Perfect Faith, on paragraph about 132. And he expressed it like this. And you know, grace only grows greater every day when you see each day God reveals something new to us, or enlightens us, or maybe we see something in a greater light, and grace just continues. It never gets weaker. It just keeps blossoming. And Brother Branham put it like this. He said, "When we were sinners, alienated without God, in a world, in the muck of mud, as I talked about this morning, God come to us. God sought you. You never sought God. No man can come to me except the Father draws him first. And God came down in that muck and what you were and sought you out and brought you out." And he says, "That ought to create a perfect love. Look what you was and look what you are. What did that? Somebody that loves you. Can't you have faith in what He's promised you? A real genuine love will create a confidence in His word." And I can speak from experience. And as each of us grow as Christians and walk our life, how that confidence comes in this precious word. Yes. To the abundance to know that God has all things in control and what He said He will perform. And to just lay back and rest in the peace that He gives. That He's got this in every situation in His hands. And He says, "He caught me when I was nothing. And I'm still nothing. But I am in His hand. He caught me and he loved me when I was unlovable. And he loved you when you was unlovable, but he changed you. Just like that caller sister said that time in her testimony, she said, I'm not what I ought to be, and I'm not what I want to be, but then I'm not what I used to be. She knew she had come from somewhere and something had happened. And that's the way it is. If God, when I was an alien from him, so loved me till he stooped down to get me and pick me up. That gives me confidence. He wants to use me. And oh, I can look back now. I'm getting a little older. And see that draw that he's brought me from. And I can look back down the steps of my life and see what he's done for me. And that causes that grace and that love within my heart just to burst. And you know, it's not about emotions. But I don't know how anybody can truly have experienced that and never shed a tear, as our pastor mentioned this morning. I don't know how you can experience what God can do for you and not be so thankful that you would want to praise him. And that you couldn't keep your hand from going up when you're singing Amazing Grace or I Love Him. And you just can't help that feeling that's over top of you and it's overwhelming. And I will say this to any of you young people. We gather in here and God deals with individuals. And any time this word's coming forth, or any time you feel the need to come and pray, this altar is always as open.
Yes,
and by God's grace, when you get here, if that's your desire, no matter your age either, somebody else will be there and willing to pray with you.
Amen.
We're brothers and sisters in Christ,
amen.
And God has called us to a purpose.
Amen.
To see the love that he showed to us that we can share with one another,
amen.
In great humility. But what God has done for us, and then we feel this draw in our heart, what a precious person we are. When the word can convict me, when it's coming hard and it's coming sharp and it's stomping all over my toes and it's cutting me asunder, but yet there's something down on the inside that's responding, Lord, I've got to have that. That doesn't happen to everyone. How many times have you seen that word come sharp and people get up out of their seat because they couldn't take it and go out the door? They couldn't bear it. But by God's grace, he predestinated a people to bear all things and do just what he has called them to be. And oh, by God's grace, when you can see that that word comes and maybe it shows you that short place, it shows you that spot that needs cleaned up, but yet there's something that's greater than you are down inside that takes this body under subjection. It makes it reach out for that higher height. Oh, how great he is, saints. He says, and if God, when I was an alien from him, so loved me till he stooped down and got me and picked me up, that gives me confidence that he wants to use me. He's got a purpose in doing it. He's seen something in me. He's seen something in you. And he had a reason to save you. Look at the people that's unsaved today and look at the millions he could have took beside you, but he took you. Amen. And no one can take your place. You're in God's economy and no one can do it. That's his love to you. And my, what a precious thing it is to feel the drawing of God, to feel that. You know, sometimes it's painful and it's stressful when God begins to deal with our hearts. And we're going through that time where we're trying to find what he wants from me. And I feel that draw in my heart, that longing for him. And maybe Satan's right there all the time trying to beat that down, trying to steal that and take it out from us. But to know that that drawing is in there and that's something you can't manufacture in yourself. Oh, let it grow, as our pastor spoke this morning. Let those things grow in your heart so great that God means exactly what he said. He had a purpose for writing those scriptures down and making sure that they would be there, that today we could go back and read them. Amen. If you would, let's turn over here to Ephesians, the first chapter. When you think of this, if it were possible, and this is why it's not possible, because of him and his grace and his mercy, and to know that I don't have to worry and I don't have to fret, but I'm going to lean wholly upon his precious word. And you know, we should never stop to think that as our pastor was mentioning a couple weeks ago of the falling away and these things that are on the internet, why would I want to go hunt and seek to listen to these things to see if I can understand what they're talking about or to turn this? And the reason I say that is God's give us a warning. And the minute we hear one thing that's contrary to this precious word, how it ought to cause us knowing that if God would lift his hand off of my life, I'll go the same direction. But by God's grace, he's called us and he's given us warning. The word comes. The Holy Spirit is warning us. And that's what the pastor's here for. He is a warning. He's a watchman. And the Holy Spirit deals with him and he brings it to the flock. And how we should put great store in the Holy Spirit moving in that manner. And truly take into consideration God's precious word and not go trying to say, well, I'll figure this out for myself. I want to hear this for myself. I want to find these things. But let's find ourselves in here. And if I can find myself in here, they can say whatever they want to say and take away from it. But I want to know that I'm matching up with this right here. And how, as I was mentioning to a brother today, how we see all of the men that walked with the prophet. They ate with him. They slept with him. And after he was gone, it was like a bunch of lions trying to tear each other apart. None of them could walk in agreeance. And it seemed like it was just such a turmoil among them. And even today, and I watched one of them's funeral. And in that funeral, that was the whole thing is, well, just because you're right or you're wrong, the opinions were still there at a funeral service. And I thought, oh, God, just let me be humble enough and simple enough, Lord, just to take what you delivered to us and hold fast to that which we've been taught. And to hold fast to, Lord, what you've delivered to us. Because it's all I need to see that I reach that goal and to see that I change bodies. Amen. I don't need to know and fuss over God's precious word, but Lord, just give me the simplicity to accept it the way you wrote it, Lord, and then give me the revelation of it. Here in Ephesians, the first chapter, Paul speaking, and I just find a lot of things in here that just jumped out, but it's Paul. He says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus, and the faithful in Christ Jesus. So he's talking to me today. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of this world, that I should be holy and without blame before him in love. That was his desire for each and every one of that predestinated few. And he predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. It was pleasing to him. To the praise of the glory of his grace wherein he hath made us accepted. I don't have to make myself accepted. He made me accepted. Amen. In the beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins and all. Thank you, Lord, for that precious bumper of blood that lets me stand here tonight and lift up my hands, and all he can see is my glorified body and sees me justified already as I have never done it, spotless before him. And oh, what a love it places in my heart. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. And having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. And in this last day, through that prophet, how he truly has opened our eyes to see what that mystery was and what his desires was for that little bride in this last day. He purposed in himself that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after after that ye heard the word of truth, that the gospel of our salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave to him to be head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And Paul just keeps going. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein times past ye walked according to the course of this world and according to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit togetherly in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And all, just think, when Jesus back there said, if it were possible, and all, he could look down through time and he'd know, oh, by God's grace, there they stand. He saw you, he saw me, he knew. Yes. For what he had done for us and what he's done for you and me, he could make that statement. And today, that by God's grace, in this last few moments of time, and as he could see all of those other ones down through each age that stood for him and held the truth to be right. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad that he's got me in the palm of his hand. I'm so glad that in a day when so many people think just having the baptism of the Holy Ghost is having a shiver run down your back, shouting, speaking, running around the church, screaming, waving your arms, and having a good time. They think that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Belonging to a message church and saying, I believe Brother Branham was a prophet, they think that's good enough. But by God's grace, he has reopened up the eyes of our understanding. Amen. To see that God was requiring a life, a token, yes, that had to be on display and a people's hearts and lives. Amen. And you know, today there's many people that can't see the reality of that. And how we should be so thankful that if there is a burning down in our hearts, not just to be attached to a message, just not to be a churchgoer, but Lord, the life that you spoke of through them precious word in this Bible, that you said that little bride would be and predestinated to be conformed to your image. May that be the desire of my heart, Lord, to stand there as one that's a representative for you in this last age and see the results and the manifestation and the vindication of that life in me. But oh, my saints, many people lack that. Many people are happy with screaming and shouting and jumping and just running around, and then they find themselves disappointed when the test comes. They find themselves disappointed when somebody comes along and tells them something else that they thought the word said that it didn't say. And they have nothing to hold them. But I think of that little song, Something Keeps Holding Me. And oh, by God's grace, I'm so glad that it's the Holy Spirit that's got a hold of me. And I pray each and every one of us in here will find that place to where we know with an assurance, Jesus Christ is holding me. He's got me in the palm of his hand, and it doesn't matter what comes and what goes, he's got a purpose for me. And he's going to use my life to his glory in this last age. I might be young, I might be old, I might be middle-aged, but God's got a purpose in me being here. Amen. Hearing the message. Let's see. Amen. You sisters can go ahead and come to the instruments if you would. This is in the message, Works as Faith Expressed, preached November 26, 1963. And Brother Brandon speaking here, he says, paragraph 124. Now here is the predestinated plan in plain view. Just as other seed, the word of God is a seed and must have the ground prepared beforehand. If you sowed a seed and just throwed it out here on the ground, it would do no good. The birds would pick it up, and you throw it among thistles and thorns. It'll choke it out pretty soon. Yeah. Jesus' parable said so. So the ground has to be made ready first. So God, in sovereign grace, prepares the heart first. He prepared you before the foundation of the world to receive him in this age. He foreknew you by his foreknowledge and ordained you to eternal life. He knew you, therefore he prepared you. That's the reason you staggered out of these things and staggered into what you have now. It was God leading you to the place where he ordained you to be. That's why that drawing won't let you rest sometimes, and it makes you miserable, and it keeps you driving, looking for something. There's a hunger that can't be satisfied, but only with him. And how it just, God has a way to keep pushing and drawing and moving, and this situation happens here, this situation happens here, this message comes here, the Holy Spirit waters it here. God's got a plan for all of it. He says, that's the reason you staggered out of these things, staggered into what you have now, is God leading you to a place where he ordained you to be. And if the ground isn't prepared beforehand, it can't grow. That's the reason the seed of faith, when you're preaching faith and see the discernments of the Lord and see what takes place, all the gifts of the Bible working, people work themselves up, oh hallelujah, I believe it, and come up and find themselves disappointed, see? The ground has to be foreordained, and you'll know when it strikes it. Like my little eagle last night, he knew when he heard that scream of that mother eagle, there's a lot of difference between that and the cluck of a hen, because he was an eagle from the egg. And he wasn't made an eagle right then, he always was an eagle, and a Christian always was. That's the reason. When you became trapped into it, see, by your first parent, Adam and Eve, you become a sinner by nature. You didn't want to be, but now you've heard the gospel, and faith cometh by the hearing, and revelation comes by hearing. And there's a little something inside of you. Another man sitting right beside you say, oh, I don't believe that stuff. Nonsense, I don't believe that. Nothing to it. Like they did on the day of Pentecost. They laughed, and they said, these men are full of new wine. And they know it was a great thing to those that it was happening to. Why? It was God revealing himself to the individuals. While others laughed, they were rejoicing. It was an individual revelation, which is faith. And the faith that's revealed, if it wasn't faith, then it wouldn't even be there. It was faith. And you know how many times, sometimes people will ridicule you. I can't believe you would sit there and listen to that word come that strong. Why don't you go over here where they're having a good shouting time? Why don't you go over here where they're really seems to be all these great things taking place around them, and it looks like it's all just moving so great. But there's a God predestinated a people not to be caught up in this last movement or this last age, but to be caught up in the word that he could reproduce his life through them. And oh my, by God's grace, if you found yourself in that number, how thankful you ought to be, or if there's a desire driving you to that. Oh, he will lead you to where you need to stand. He says, it was faith. Just as a seed has to have the ground prepared first, therefore all he foreknew he called, and all he called, all he foreknew he predestinated. If you want to read that, Romans 8, 24 to 34. Ephesians 1 to 115. See, all he foreknew he did call, and all he called he justified, and all he justified he has already glorified. There's nothing out of order. We think there is, but look in the scriptures. It's just hitting exactly what the way God's word said it would. We see the message is rejected today. Isn't that just what the scripture said they would do? Sure, all these things are ordained of God. And how thankful we ought to be if by God's mercy and grace I find myself one of those little recipients that's praying and saying, Lord, keep showing me more. Keep molding me, Lord. Let me be that lump of clay in your hands that you continue to mold in my character and to change me and trade me in the ways, Lord, that I should go. You know, as I was listening to a testimony of a brother that was in Brother Branham's meetings, and he was not a minister, he's just somebody that was in the meeting, and he was so saddened, he said, because the word would come forth and the Holy Spirit would move as Brother Branham began to speak. And at the end of the service, he said, Brother Branham would ask all of them sisters that were sitting there with bobbed hair and painted faces. And he'd say, raise your hand if you're not going to do this anymore. And he said all the hands would go up all over the building. And the next service, they'd come back, and it was all right back on their face. Their hair was still bobbed. Because in the emotion, the time of the emotion that was taking place, they got caught up in the emotion of it, and that's what they wanted. But oh, I pray that we don't get caught up in just an emotion. But oh God, let it be the genuine down on the inside. Because many people were caught up in the emotion of this last day Pentecost. And that's what kept them, was the excitement of the jumping and the screaming and the shouting. But oh, when the word continued to move on, they failed to move with it. And many in this message today want to go backwards to that. And they want that instead of what God is leading us to. But oh my, you know, I think of that, how stiff the word in this last age is getting. And how sharp and how honed it is. But you know, think of Joshua and Caleb when they got to that land that God had promised them. That's when the giants looked the biggest. That's when things looked the roughest and the toughest as they was crossing into that promised land. But Satan's the same way today. The bluffs seem to be so much bigger. All of the circumstances surrounding us seem to be growing taller and all of these things, but my God is still the greatest conqueror of all. And He is leading me today. And by God's grace, it's His peace that lays within our hearts. And He's going to lead us through. But all saints, let's not get caught up in any emotion, but let's be caught up in God's precious word and the desire to live in our hearts and in our lives. It will bring emotion. Oh, you can't set a man's pants on fire and tell him to sit down. It's got to come out somewhere. But oh my, I thank God that what He's doing in our hearts and in our lives. Pray something was said that will encourage and strengthen us. But oh, may we press on, saints. We're almost home. Amen. We're getting close. Hallelujah. I wonder if we could sing that little chorus, See the Bright Light Shine. Amen. I don't know if I brought it back. Find it here if somebody knows the page. 613. Amen. Let's try to sing this. There's 613 in the big book. There's a light in the window, a table spread in splendor. Someone standing by the open door. I can see the crystal river. Oh, I must be here forever. I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. Father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this whole sick before. I can see the family gathering, faces all familiar. No one, amen, feeble anymore. Oh, this lonesome heart is crying. I'll spread my wings for flying. I've never been this whole sick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Amen. Are you getting homesick? Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Oh, we see all that's going on around us. But oh, there's a joy in our hearts as we see. Just think, saints, we're standing at the door. All we've longed for, all we've prayed for, all we've dedicated our lives to, we're standing there. And oh, by God's grace, it ain't going to be long. And I don't want, as that old brother said, Brother Brandon mentioned, I don't want no trouble when I come down to the river. So, Lord, take this precious word and search my heart, search my life, Lord. And give me the grace and the humility to say, Lord, that's what I need. And here's my hand, Lord. Lead me on. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful. Amen. As our pastor comes, let's sing that little chorus. It gets sweeter. Amen. Oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by.
Oh, it gets sweeter as the moments fly.
Sweeter
as the days go by. Sing it again. Amen.
Sweeter.
You have to sing it.
As the days go by. Oh, it gets sweeter as the moments fly.
That's the way I feel. It gets sweeter as the days go by. Does it you?
Amen.
Amen. You know, I couldn't help but to think as Brother Timothy was reading those things and, of course, thinking about the Holy Ghost and to receive the Holy Ghost. And to think, you know, we think back and see these great apostles and, you know, thinking even about Apostle Paul and just how firmly the Scriptures declare how stable he was with the Word of God and how he stood the test. And he fought a good fight, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago. And he kept the faith. And regardless what people thought about him, you know, and thinking about his past and how he had consented to Stephen's death and so forth. And then he came to Christ. And Christ delivered him. And he was a solid rock for the church. And bringing forth the Word of God and breaking down the Word of God so people could listen to the truth. And understand why Jesus Christ came. And I got to think, you know, we look at a man like that, was so strong and firm and such a believer, and his life proved that Christ was in him. And just think, if you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got the same Holy Ghost in you that Apostle Paul had in him. Not a different one. You got the same Holy Ghost in you. And that same Holy Ghost in you can bring your life subject and bring you under submission to the Word of God. And you stand there as firm as Paul did himself. Stand there with the truth. And you too can fight a good fight and keep the faith until the Lord Jesus comes and takes us home. Oh, what a blessing it is to know you got that same Holy Ghost in there. Hallelujah. Not a different one, not a weaker one, not a lesser one, but the same Holy Ghost. Amen. How many enjoyed the word tonight? I enjoyed it. I always do. I just sit there and just draw it in, you know, and just, of course, you know, as I'm hearing the word and I hear somebody else bring the word, I'm going all kinds of different directions and things come up, you know, and think, mind, this go this direction with that and this message on that, you know, you just but you got to control yourself. Amen. But it's just so good to listen to the Word of God and see by grace you're identified with it. That's the beautiful part of it. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, it's just been another wonderful, beautiful opportunity to be here this evening and to be gathered around your precious Word. And it's such a blessing, Lord, to know that the Word can be a blessing to us. That, Lord, it can be such encouragement and giving us strength and Lord, and a more blessed assurance of where we're standing at in Thee, O God. It's just such a blessing, Lord, all the way around. And we ask now, Lord, as we have to depart from this little place, that You would just watch over us and guide us and keep us, Lord, in Thy precious truth, and keep us in the Spirit, Lord. May we do our part, Lord, and pray and study Your Word and just meditate upon You, Lord, all the time. Pray without ceasing, Lord. Be a constant prayer in our heart and talking to You and just longing to be with You, having that fellowship with You, Lord. For Father, as You said in the Scripture, we are not strangers, Lord, and we are not foreigners to the saints of this gospel. But Father, we are of the same Holy Spirit living in us. So guide us now, Lord, we ask. Have Your preeminence, keep us safe upon the highways as we make our journeys, Lord, to our homes and where we have to go. We ask in Your glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And praise the Lord. And can we all say amen?
Amen?
It's been amen to being here today. So be it, Lord, that Thy word be fulfilled in our lives. Amen. May God bless you.